What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
There's informational support. Like, hey, you know, hey, let me share this with you. Informational support So informational support can come from a mentor sharing information with you to say, hey, look, I know where you are. I've been there before. Let me tell you how you can get out of that situation. Let me tell you how you can scale your business. Let me tell you how you can build healthy relationships. Let me tell you, right? So that's informational, right? This could be informational support for you, right? Listening to this podcast could be supportive of your goals. And so that's informational support.
And also informational, like, hey, don't you think this purse is so cute? Then you get the purse.
No, that is not.
That's information.
No.
I'm sharing with you.
Time out. No, that is not. And don't do that.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is, you know what this is. This is a Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. Hey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Self-Talk Experience.
And guess what? We're almost at the end of the season.
Oh, man. But guess what? That gives everyone an opportunity to go back and watch or listen to some of the previous episodes. That way you get even better with reps on how to get better with our self-talk.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. So listen, we are honored to be able to help our audience shape or even reshape your self-talk. That means the things we say to ourselves about ourselves will eventually determine what we attract for ourselves. And so we have to be very careful with these conversations we're having with ourselves every single day.
I say it all the time, recording, when we're in record mode, it helps me so much. Mm. And I do the same thing when we're not in season. I go back and listen to some of the episodes to kind of almost critique myself to see what I can do better. And to get sometimes I'll watch it again. I'm like, that was good. I didn't even remember my baby saying that, right? So it's good to always go back, but it just helps me so much to check my self-talk a lot faster when I'm in the mode.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's all about awareness. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're not aware of what we can be doing better because we don't participate often enough in the thing that we want to see improvement in.
Wow, yeah, that's good. That's really good.
And if we're, you know how they say, out of sight, out of mind, and absence makes the heart grow fonder. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's two different things.
It's like the opposite.
Right, exactly. So it could go either
both
way.
Both can be true.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So sometimes not doing something long enough, you're like, you know what? I see myself slipping and I miss how I used to love myself, appreciate myself, give myself grace, say positive things to myself. And I feel myself saying, man, why am I fat? Why am I broke? Why am I, right? You're starting to realize that, you know what? I miss saying good things about myself.
And even those words are not good words.
Yeah. Those, I'm stupid.
Those adjectives that you just used to describe are not even good to come out, whether you feel that way or not. But again, we do it subconsciously. Like, we don't even realize we're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
And we're all guilty of it.
Yeah. 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 So sometimes out of sight, out of mind, and you're like, you know, we forget about it. We slip into a place and we don't realize we slipped into that place. And so we start attracting new things that aren't healthy for us. We're like, how did I end up here? And it's because slowly but surely we drifted into a place and we didn't just pick ourselves up and land in that place. Sometimes it's such an insignificant drift that we don't see it until we're a long way away from where we once were. And that's why, as you stated, listening to our podcast, and not just our podcast, but listening to something that allows us to become better versions of ourselves, or even watching something that allows us to become better versions of ourselves, often enough causes us to become that next version, because it is who we are now. It's not what we do. It's just who we are.
I was having a conversation about that the other day, babe, about how you can, like, slowly but surely go back and end up, you look up and you're like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
But again, it was a slow process back. And a lot of times we do not give ourselves grace. We beat ourselves up because we got there and we can't get back fast enough. But you have to remember, because it was a process going in the wrong direction, it's also a process going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I think about that all the time. Even if sometimes we look up and we'll look in the mirror and say, wow, my body doesn't look how I want it to look right now. How did I get here? So you have to kind of backtrack how you got there. Maybe it was you didn't exercise as much, or maybe you changed some of the things you were eating. So you can't all of a sudden stop. You have to kind of ease back in and go back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want us to remember to give us grace, because it takes a minute to go bad, right? And then it takes a minute to get back good.
Yeah, yeah. It's just funny because, you know, sometimes we pick up habits that we've had for 7 years, 17 years, and we're expecting in 17 days, 17 minutes, that all of a sudden we can course correct all of that. And let me restate that. You can course correct.
You can do it fast.
You can change. Well, no, I'm not even saying that. What I'm saying is you can change your direction fast. You just can't always change your results fast.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So you can course correct. You say, you know what? No longer am I being distracted by that immediately. But that doesn't mean the result of no longer being distracted will automatically manifest. And so that's what I think is most important. Like you said, is give ourselves some grace.
Yes. Is that what we're talking about?
No.
Or did we just kind of go down a rabbit hole?
No, you started going down a rabbit hole and I followed you.
I like when you follow me. Okay. Back on track.
Okay.
Back on track.
So what I wanted to talk about, we were at dinner. Valentine's Day.
That was a good dinner day and such a nice surprise.
Yes. And it was our first time at the restaurant. We like doing first time.
No, we love the restaurant so much. I hugged the owner twice when I was leaving.
Yeah, she did. It was a female, by the way. Because I would have been like, really? You got to hug him twice?
No, it was just such a great experience. So.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And again, we love doing things for the first time. And so if you've not done something for the first time or in a long time, you should try it out. It's fun. It feels like you're new again, new at life and new chance and reinvigorated sometimes to say, you know what? Oh, I haven't done this in so long. It feels good. And sometimes that reflection of what it used to be like, we need that, especially if our current situation feels stagnant. So sometimes a burst of some newness causes us to feel like, you know what? I may not be where I want to be, but that was a refreshing moment.
Absolutely.
Right. Anyway, we were talking, we were supposed to be talking about when we're at on our Valentine's date, we were talking about support. And I don't know how we got on the conversation, but we started talking about how support looks different and from the person who's offering support. And it may come from different people. The different types of support may not all come from the same person.
Yeah. Okay.
So I want to talk about that because whether you're single, married, older, younger, in a situation where you're looking to climb out of a hole, you're like, I don't even like where I am right now. I don't really think all of my relationships are as healthy as they should be. Or you know what? Right now, I just feel like, man, I am so blessed with where I am financially, where I am health-wise, where I am relationship-wise. Either way, I think this episode is going to be helpful for everybody, because we all can do better at how we respond to support that we receive or don't receive based on the information and education we have about that support. And number two, the self-talk that we're having about the support or lack thereof. And that's what we wanted to cover today.
Okay.
All right, good. So the first support, if you're taking notes, I know many of you all, I just met a gentleman the other day and he was like, hey, I just wanted to tell you, man, thank you for you and your wife's podcast. It has really helped me out and I look forward to it every week. And I always feel blessed because that was our intention when we started the Self-Talk Experience podcast.
Absolutely.
And so if you are taking notes, because I do believe it's always great to go back and reflect. I even do that at church. I take notes even when I'm hearing a message. So the first type of support is emotional support. Because sometimes folks are like, man, how does your wife support you in the beginning of your business? You know, does your wife do the business with you? You know, does she help you to build the business? I was like, yeah, my wife supports me 100%. But I also probably should go a little bit further and tell them how you support me so that they don't have whoever their best friend is, their significant other. They don't pass unfair judgment if they're taking what I said as a certain type of support and they go home and talk to their family, their friend, their mom, their wife and say, hey, look, you know, Mr. Self's wife supports him and does the business with him. Or Mr. Self's wife supports him and then they fill in the blank because I didn't fill in the blank. So I thought we'd use this episode to fill in the blank.
That's good. That's really good. I think I liken support for me is almost like the five love languages. Because everybody needs different at different times. And what your love language is in your 20s may not be your love language in your 40s, sure. Right? So that kind of is the same with support. The support that I express to you that I need or that I would, the way I give it may be one way now. And then in a year, things shift. So I just want to make sure that we're talking about this, we're open to it not being etched in stone.
That's right? Good. Yeah, that's really good. And I didn't even think about it like that, but I like that. Because as I think about that, that's true, even in how you've offered me support. So in the beginning, most of the support was emotional support. And some of it was practical support. Emotional support, meaning that you were a shoulder to cry on, if you will. Like, man, I can't believe no one signed up. No one. I didn't make any money. And it's like, hey, that's okay. You know, go back at it tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a better day.
Encouragement,
right? That's emotional. And, you know, what did you learn from it? That type of thing, right? So that's emotional support. And it's great to have that, right? It's great to have the affirmation that comes with emotional support. It's great to have someone who's willing to have some empathy, not like, really, again, we didn't make any money, right? Really, again, you failed, right? But you didn't say that. And I didn't know how much I needed the opposite, the emotional support. I didn't need you. The practical support was what mean you take on some of the tasks.
Right.
Right. You was like, look, I'll do this.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Part of the business, you do that part of the business. You didn't offer that type of support. You offered a different type of practical support, which was, hey, I'll take on this task. Like, hey, I'll take the kids to practice for football while you do this. I'll do homework while you do this for the business. So that was the type of practical support you offered.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, babe. To me, it just all boils down to communication, because you have to define support, and that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times support isn't defined. And so in a relationship or in a friendship, wherever it is, you get into this match where I will be farther along if you supported me. My response is, I do support you. And you're like, no, you don't. Because what I'm doing, that's what support looks like for me. And what I'm not doing is what support looks like for you. But we haven't had the conversation. For you to, now, if you say, hey, I need you to support me in this way, and I don't, then I'm not supporting you, regardless of what I do. It's kind of like when someone has a party and they have a registry for that wedding or baby shower, and they put on the registry, hey, this is my wish list. And that's like me saying, I don't think they should get the blue comforter for their room. I like the white one. I'm going to get them that. That's not what they asked for. That's not what they communicated. But if there was no communication, there was no registry, I'm going to get whatever I want. And I think that's nice.
Yeah.
They might say, I don't like white at all. But again, it's such a, it's such a, like, but I don't know. It's hard because you feel like, oh my gosh, I support him so much. I'm so positive. And you might say, I don't need you to be positive. I got the self-talk down. I just need you to wash the dishes.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, that's the support of washing the dishes. But to you, it is. But if you don't tell me, everybody's in the dark.
And then, you know what's so funny is that some people like, and this sometimes this is trial and error. Some people like for others to do things they didn't ask for. And because that person knows them so well, when they do it, they're like, oh my God,
it's
that was so
service. It's just, it goes back to what you need at what time.
Yeah, but, right? But yeah, but look, check this out though.
I like acts of service.
No, no, but why, no, watch where I'm going with this though. So some people can appreciate that. However, if you've attempted to do something and it didn't work out because you thought, you know what? I know you said, get me a blue comforter. I'm going to get you white because I want to get you white because I like white. And the person says, hey, I actually don't like this one. I'm going to be honest with you. I appreciate it. But the reason why we asked for blue, because it matches with this room decor. And you continue to do what you want in that relationship rather than what the person asks. It may not be that you know exactly what that person's tastes are in this example, or that person only wants exactly what they want. And until they tell you, you know what? I like spontaneity. I like surprises. Not everybody likes surprises. So you keep saying, I want a surprise, but I'm surprising other people in their relationships. They love when they go home and there's a bunch of surprises. You're like, look, do not surprise me. Some people don't like it.
Right. Surprise.
Right.
I don't like it. Hey, she doesn't do it. To surprise, I'm mad.
Oh, that is funny, but it's true.
It's
true. So it can be emotional support. And again, that even has to be defined. You know, what does that look like? And this is why I think we got so good at doing this in the beginning. That is, you know, hey, what would you want me to say in this situation?
Yes.
Right. So how should I say that? If I came home and I'm like, hey, I really don't like when you say that because it's actually discouraging, not encouraging. And you would say, OK, well, tell me what to say because I want to be encouraging. So tell me what I should say so that I can say that. And then you were coachable enough and willing enough to shift because you could have been like, hey, I don't know why you don't like that because I'm not saying it in that way. That's not what I meant. But instead, you're like, hey, I want to make sure you're feeling encouraged. And so I would say, well, I'd appreciate this. You're like, okay. And then you did it. And I was like, thank you. I felt so good when you did it because I needed that. It wasn't what you thought I needed. It's what I said I would like to have.
Yes.
And that's why it's good to have a relationship where people are open to receiving that feedback. It's not even really criticism. It's saying, hey, look, this is how we grow together because we've already decided we want to be together. So let's be better together.
And just to add to that, babe, that's amazing. And that's exactly what we did. And we've gotten really good at doing that. Mm-hmm. But also there have been times just so, you know, we were clear that you'll say, hey, I'll say something. You say, hey, I don't like how you said that. And I'll say, well, how did you want me to say it? And every now and again, you will say, you know what? I don't know, but I know I don't like that.
Mm.
So let's table that and come, let me think about for a second, because that's a very good question.
Yeah.
Sometimes we know exactly what we don't want, but we don't know what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to take a beat and let give that person enough time and space. Like, okay, well, what do you want? I'll do whatever you want. And it's okay to say, you know what? That's a good question. Ask me again later. Because that's something we always say.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good question. Ask me again later.
Right.
Like, it's not a good time, or I can't think about it right now, or I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And it's fair. And I think that that's appropriate, too, for a lot of situations. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so we talked about emotional support. Support can look emotional, right? Like, hey, look, I got you. Like, we're in this together. No worries. Practical, I'm actually going to take on some of the tasks and help out. It may not be the task towards that particular business or that particular activity, but it may be a different activity so that you can focus more on the other activity that you need support in. Mm-hmm. And then there's informational support. Like, hey, you know, hey, let me share this with you. Informational support is, so informational support can come from a mentor sharing information with you to say, hey, look, I know where you are. I've been there before. Let me tell you how you can get out of that situation. Let me tell you how you can scale your business. Let me tell you how you can build healthy relationships. Let me tell you, right? So that's informational, right? This could be informational support for you, right? Listening to this podcast could be supportive of your goals. And so that's informational support.
And also informational, like, hey, don't you think this purse is so cute? Then you can get the purse.
No, that is not.
That's information.
No, no.
I'm sharing with you.
Time out. No, that is not. And don't do that. So no, that is not. But what could be informational support is like your mom, your aunt sends me, like Aunt Didi will send me a text message and say, hey, I thought about you when I read this quote. I thought this may be helpful in some of your talks.
Yeah.
Right. So she's sharing information with me. Your mom, the same thing. Hey, when I saw this, or pastor said this, and I thought about you when I read this scripture. So that's informational. So information is support. Now, your mom's not practically doing anything. Right. She's not, hey, I'm going to recruit somebody. I'm going to sell a legal plan for you. She's not saying, let me take on this task. Now, she has offer practical support when our kids were younger, a lot, right?
Absolutely.
By watching the kids, things like that. Always emotional support. So what I'm saying is that everybody is going to support in all these different areas. Some people, all the areas, some people, one area. So so that's helpful. And then the last thing, anything else on informational?
No, that was good.
Okay. And the last area that we're going to talk about today is social support.
Social support.
Social support. Like, being a part of networks, environments, clubs that offer support, right? So you find that when people are addicted to drugs or alcohol, right? Social support, where you have others who are perhaps where you are, others, or maybe marriage retreats can be social support, other married couples who are all looking to become better in their relationships. So social support, I think it's key. I love being a part of networks where there are like-minded people heading in the same direction, making some of the same mistakes so that we can all learn best practices. Hey, what did you do in this situation? Here's what I did, right? And so that social support is, I think, key to helping you to, one, feel like I'm not the only person in this place or position. And number two, gaining from the collaboration that happens in social networks and support.
I think that's really good too, babe, because if I think about it, sometimes depending on where you are in life and your relationships and whatever you're working on, that might be your only option sometimes. You may not have someone who's there to give you the practical support or the emotional support.
Right.
So that is a great way to start if you don't have any other avenue. I think that's really a great suggestion.
Because you know what you'll find in some social support systems and environment? You'll find the emotional support. You'll connect with someone who becomes a workout partner, accountability partner. Mm-hmm. And then that person says, hey, listen, if you don't mind, let's check in. And now all of a sudden you got emotional support that came from social support. You also can find in social networks and environments the informational support, right? Yeah. So now you got somebody who's saying, hey, by the way, I just wanted to share this with you. I know we met earlier and I thought about the question you asked and someone shared this with me. I thought I shared with you, right? So people find out that happened for me when my dad passed, and someone who was being emotionally supportive, and because of an environment that I was in, I was able to get hey, here's two things I'll share with you if you're mourning a loved one. One, people grieve in different ways. Don't let anyone else tell you how you should grieve. You can express that any way you want. Number two, don't allow anyone to give you a timeline. So I got that info and I was like, man, he's like, sometimes people have to get back to work. It's the only way they can deal with that mourning or grief. Other people say, I can't work right now. I can't do anything right now. Right. So it's like how you grieve and the time in which it takes you. So my point is that all that came together. And so sometimes you think, hey, I'm just going to go to this place and get some social support. And all of a sudden information comes from there. Emotion, someone who's emotionally supportive comes from there. And someone who may offer even practical support. It's like, hey, if you ever need a babysitter, let me know. Right. Yeah. So all of it can come from one sometimes that bleed into the others. Yeah. So. All right, guys, hopefully this has been helpful as you're looking for support or you yourself want to be more supportive. Just know it doesn't have to all look the same. OK, it doesn't all have to be painted with the same brush. So this has been another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. And remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves can eventually determine what and even who we attract for ourselves.
And if you want to surprise me, surprise me with a new purse. Surprise.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.